The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues in our state.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we are breaking down how California allocates water from the State Water Project and what factors influence these decisions. California's water allocation system is deeply rooted in its hydrology and legal framework. The State Water Project, also known as SWP, began operations in the 1960s. It is one of the largest state-built water supply systems in the country and delivers water to 29 state water contractors, serving around 27 million Californians and irrigating roughly 750,000 acres of farmland. The allocation process starts annually on December 1st with an initial allocation based on early season conditions. Over time, the allocation is revised monthly, incorporating new hydrologic forecasts and environmental considerations. Historically, these allocations have varied widely, from full deliveries in wet years to sharply reduced supplies in drought conditions. So how is this allocation determined? Several factors largely dictate what the allocation will be. Today, we'll review five of them. First is water supply runoff forecast. The Department of Water Resources releases the water supply runoff forecast, which includes water year runoff forecast, guiding the state's water availability outlook. Second, it's precipitation and snowpack surveys. From February through May, snow surveys provide critical data on water storage in the Sierra Nevadas, which is a primary source for California's reservoirs. Third are storage conditions. The levels of major reservoirs such as Oroville and San Luis influence how much water can be delivered. Fourth are environmental regulations. The state must comply with the Bay Delta water quality standards, endangered species protections, and federal flood control requirements. And fifth, demands from SWP contractors. Each month, the anticipated need of municipalities and agriculture users are incorporated into the allocations. Water allocations also take into account that climate change makes precipitation patterns less predictable. Improved forecasting, new water storage and conveyance projects, as well as conservation efforts, will be key to adapting to future challenges. As we move through winter and into the spring, all eyes will be on California's snowpack and reservoir levels to determine how much water will be available for cities, farms, and the environment. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.